Let Us Know the Truth by Swami Ram Sukhadas Maharaj Ji. Chapter 16. Need to Improve One's Nature. There are several factors that help in God realization. These include adoration and constant remembrance of the Lord, chanting His name, keeping company of spiritual and holy men, study of the scriptures, etc. All these means help us to have attachment with the Lord. However, despite these virtuous actions, we remain unsuccessful in reaching our goal. The reason is we do not strive to improve our nature. Our spiritual actions, although they will not be in vain, will not make our life to shine and be pure unless we improve our nature. The two obstacles to improvement in our nature are our obsession with accumulation of wealth and gratification of our sensual pleasures. These two evils lead to selfishness and pride, which distort our nature. This is harmful to us and to others. Improvement in our nature will leave a good impression on others, irrespective of caste or creed. Therefore, for spiritual progress and to become likable by others, there is need to improve our nature. The Lord has declared in the Gita, "The divine nature is deemed for liberation and the demoniacal for bondage." Chapter 16, verse 5. Selfishness and sensual pleasures are demoniacal traits. The demons are not those creatures with horns, but those who commit sins out of selfishness and sensual pleasures. God in the 11th and the 12th couplets of the 9th chapter of the Gita declares that those who have demoniac traits do not worship Him, but disregard Him. People with devilish traits are those who harm others because of their evil nature. The people with demoniac traits are those who harm others out of their selfishness and pleasures. While the deluded ones are those who harm others without any reason. In present times, most people possess demoniac traits. Anger is transitory, delusion is overcome by good company, but selfishness intended to get worldly pleasures and favorable circumstances always remains. Selfishness is a demoniac trait. Anger and delusion, therefore, are not so harmful as selfishness is. A person who strives for God realization adores the Lord, meditates, and also studies sacred books. However, he does not progress in spiritual discipline because of his desire for accumulation of wealth and worldly goods, sensual pleasures, and selfishness. Hence, we must improve our nature, give up our selfishness, and be actively engaged in the welfare of others. Otherwise, we will not be free from worldly bondage. In the present day, there is a great need to give up our selfishness because it leads to all types of sins such as falsehood, fraud, dishonesty, and betrayal, etc. There is, therefore, a great need of selfless men who will provide succor in the same way as one provides food to the hungry or water to the thirsty. The country lacks selfless men. Anyone who truly gives up his selfishness and does good to others can become an outstanding man in no time. How are we to provide comfort to others? How to benefit others? How to ensure they are right? By following a uniform pattern of behavior for one's self and others, selfishness is given up easily. There is improvement in one's nature. However, he who does good to others for self-advantage or self-appreciation does not really improve his nature. Hence, we should bring comfort to others and serve others in such a way that they and others do not even realize what we are doing for them. He who does good buys comforts, fame, etc. in return. By doing good, He acquires pride. All evils live in its shade. This pride turns to naught all the good that has been done. And nowadays, this pride is bought through charity, by devotion, chanting of the Lord's name, service in the name of God, renunciation of pride, our nature will improve. This is not difficult. By firmly deciding to renounce pride, pride will be given up. Otherwise, it is very difficult. Each day, we will chant the name of the Lord 3 lakh times and engage in other spiritual activity, but we will not relinquish our hold on pride. It is said that pride is a horrible devil and is painful in every way. Only he who is free from this scoundrel can get peace. Therefore, we should purify our nature and make it gentle. Whatever evils are seen should be turned out. The evils of selfishness and pride sit together. These are obstacles to our spiritual progress. Therefore, there is great need to improve our nature and to make it pure and gentle.